My name is Lei Han. I'm a Stanford engineer, Wharton MBA, and have about 15 years of business experience. I'm here to help you work smart and achieve more. This 20-minute podcast is a live one-on-one coaching discussion. The topic is how to say no at work. For more career advice, visit my website at www.bemycareercoach.com. On with the podcast. I got your email, and I saw that your questions was about how to say no at work. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm like your basically your stereotypical yes man. I'll say yes to the point where it actually just gets me in a lot of trouble, I feel.
Okay, do you want to describe a situation for me to talk about, or you want to have me just launch into some advice?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can think of one scenario that was – there are a lot of – smaller situations, but I can think of one scenario which was pretty, I guess, pretty compelling in the sense that I was basically, you know, doing my regular job, handling my regular responsibilities, and at the time I was managing it pretty well, and I was in good standing at work, and then someone left, and so I basically took on their responsibilities, so I almost doubled my workload.
Oh, wow.
And I was still kind of being evaluated based on my ability to get everything done with a workload doubled versus before when everything was fine, but I had half the workload. And I don't think I was ever able to kind of tactfully articulate that I was kind of overwhelmed and that I was doing the work of two people. And I think it ended up causing a lot of problems, basically.
Now, did you have a choice? Like, did they ask you to take this on and you said, of course, or was it sort of implied and then you kind of, you know, then didn't get a chance to sort of proactively manage expectations or escalate concerns?
It was the former, I'd say.
So they did ask you?
I mean, it was sort of, just trying to recall. Yeah, they did ask me.
And you said yes.
Yeah.
And then it was a little bit of, oh, crap.
Exactly.
And then it became like, oh, my God, and where do I begin? Okay.
Right.
Okay, so let's take that situation as one to talk about. But before I launch into kind of how you could have said no, let me ask you, are you now in the belief that saying no sometimes is beneficial to your career, or should we still talk about kind of the high level of just, you know, what are the benefits of saying no and when it might be appropriate to say no before we go into how?
You know, I agree. I know it's beneficial to say no, but I still think there is that fear. I have that fear of saying no, that's going to be an admission that I can't get my work done. So that still lingers with me, even though I know it's the right thing to do sometimes.
So let's touch on that a little bit, and then you let me know whether any of this is new. And then, because once we get to how to say no, I want to make sure that we're kind of on the same page that there's benefits to it.
Sure.
Because there's, I think a lot of people err on the side of the fear of saying no being bad for them,
mm-hmm.
but don't actually place a lot of value in the fear of actually saying yes being bad to them.
Right.
And that's kind of where this whole stems from as well, because, you know, then even if you actually tactfully know how to do it, if you still feel like you shouldn't, you won't do it.
It's funny. I've never thought of the fear of saying yes. I've never had I've never actually looked at it that way, and it makes a lot of sense.
Well, and so a couple of things to think about is, you know, when you say yes to something and it actually overwhelms you, you don't get to protect your work reputation. So one of the benefits of saying no is that you actually, when you think about what you can handle and the quality you want to deliver at, you're actually protecting the reputation of what you're known for your work. So unilaterally just saying yes to more work could sound and feel good at the moment, but from the situation that you described, it definitely sounded like it not only impacted your happiness at work, but actually made your reputation about what you could deliver damaged.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's one thing. And also the fact that once you get overwhelmed, the combination of whether you could stay productive, because once you're overwhelmed, you're overthinking about everything, and then it becomes, you know, spreading yourself too thin, as well as not enjoying work that much because you're overstressed and nobody knows about it, and you're kind of like in this negative loop.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, it's about kind of respecting for your word, because when you say yes or say no, you want it to mean something. You want the reputation to say, hey, if I say yes, it actually means I will deliver good work. And if I actually say no, I have good reasons, and I can be respected for that because I only do it selectively with the right reasons. And therefore, you set certain boundaries for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually, in turn, builds your reputation for quality. So it's just kind of a perspective to start with.
Yeah.
Because that actually sets the foundation for how you want to think about saying no, or when you want to say no.
No, that's fantastic. I never even thought of it from the perspective of saying no, how it definitely enables you to, you know, kind of protect your reputation, the things that you are doing well, continuing to do those well. I've never really thought of it from that perspective.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, there is a timing thing of when to say no. Because, like you said, you know, there is some, if you're new to a company, if you're just out of college, if you have limited experience, you know, it's hard to say no because there's no legitimate reasons, and you want to show that you have a good work attitude. But there are times when, for example, in this example, you are literally doing twice the work. So before kind of reactively saying, oh, yes, yes, because that's the default answer, you want to actually be thought of as someone who would think about it, you know, proactively and say, well, here's what I have, here's what I don't have, here's how I could prioritize what's most important to you. And then you can literally kind of have a discussion. So the no is not so absolute, but it's kind of a what's best for the company as well as for you.
Could you expand on that a little bit in terms of, you know, helping, you know, prioritize? Because I know sometimes inevitably I'm going to have to get everything done on my plate, but at least getting management's buy-in as to what things to work on first, I mean, that's something that I probably could, you know, an approach I could probably take.
Yeah, I think it actually, I'm glad to, I think it actually stems first from this fear of if I said anything, they might think less of me, which you kind of described a little, like if I didn't say yes, they might think I can't do the work.
Right.
Which, you know, it is a fear, but it's fear stands for false evidence appearing real. Mm-hmm. Some people would say, which is, it's counterproductive because as you see, like if you said yes and you get overwhelmed, you still don't get all the work done. So by actually inviting someone to help think it through and make it less personal about your performance, you're actually just focusing on, well, here's a problem for the company, right? You have a bit of work. This person left. Now the company has an issue of distributing this work, and you want to help the company solve this problem. So that's where the discussion can focus and say, well, I have this bunch of work. You know, this one has this bunch of work. I want to maintain, you want to focus on the positive when you talk about this kind of thing. You can say, well, I want to deliver the highest quality of work and focus on what's most important. And then you can give your opinion about, well, I think these things are critical with my job, so it's probably hard for me to, you know, push that aside or delay it a little bit. What are some of the things that's critical in this other job that you think I should take on right away? And then let's talk about, is there anything else to move? Because they're either less critical or they could be taken up by either someone else. So that's a way to approach it so that it's less about if I say yes, I'm a good worker and they'll think better of me, and more about, well, how do I logically think about solving a problem?
Sure. Where
somebody else is missing. And, you know, most people are reasonable, right? When they put on more work on you, it's not like they just think miraculously you were slacking off and somehow double the work. But because you said yes in some ways, you don't give them the room to think about it anymore. You actually sort of accepted all of the responsibility. And in some ways, you kind of needed some help in thinking through what's actually most important.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, one of the ways to talk about saying no is still to sort of stay positive with the fact that they asked you means they really think well of you, the fact that you can maybe handle some of the work. And then sort of be reasonable. So if you can't think of it right away and say, hey, you know, I appreciate you asking me, let me look at my workload, let me get back to you. So that's a way to buy some time so you're not actually on the spot and your first reaction is, well, I have to say yes. Now, once you bought some time, then you think about, well, what are some of the business reasons I would say yes maybe to some of it and no to something else, to some of it? And kind of ask yourself that without thinking about the, I guess, if possible, the fear of saying no, and keeping in mind the downside of actually saying yes at the same time.
Gotcha.
So that way, when you go back and you say you want to kind of, let's say, either negotiate, there's a couple different ways, because somebody who asks something of you usually has an issue and they're hoping you can solve it. Now, if you can't solve it in the way that they're hoping, which is take on all the work, if you offer alternatives, it actually engages them in the conversation, then you're both jointly solving an issue. So, for example, you can push out the timeline if it's a piece of work that, okay, well, I'm swamped this week, but I can start taking on this piece of work next week because I have a window. And I want to make sure, again, stay with the positive and make sure that you have enough time to give it the right attention. So that becomes a very legitimate reason. Or you can say things like reprioritize, which is where I started with, is, hey, I'm working on these six things right now. These I know are critical. These I'm not sure. I know you're giving me five more things here. So immediately you're actually showing in a way that you thought about it and it is doubling your work. You can say, well, I want to make sure, again, it comes back to, I want to make sure to deliver the right work for the right prioritized things. What things, and push back and say, what things are the most important to make sure we don't have them fall through the cracks? And are there something on my plate that you think that I can push down?
Got it.
So it it becomes, saying no is not a blunt yes or no. It's more gray. And it becomes this, you know, thinking about it yourself from your perspective, what you can handle, and asking questions about what's the most important. Because sometimes people are, they also, you know, this is that reputation. If you build a reputation, you always say yes, people will start dumping on you even more because it's easy. They can just say,
yeah.
You take this on? Yes, of course, Scott will take it on. Let's ask him. It's easy, right? But when you come back with something reasonable and you say, well, I'm doing this right now. I really would like to help. Can we talk about this a little bit more and let's figure out what's most important here? That then people don't react and go, oh my God, I can't believe he said no. It's more like, oh, that's, you know, most reasonable business people can react to good business reasons for why somebody may push back and then share more information about, oh, you know what, this, we have an absolute deadline. It'd be awesome if you actually could help. And this, you know, I think if you had time, that would be great. And you get more information, in which case, when you do say yes to the piece that's critical, not only do they appreciate you more, but you actually have a better understanding where to focus your time.
Gotcha.
And so that's kind of, you know, the principles of how to think about saying no or judging when somebody gives you extra work, what to do. And one last thing, which most people don't think about, is even if you've had said no, let's say you're just absolutely swamped, and you have three deadlines, and everybody knows about it, and somebody still asked you, and you said, well, you know, I really can't for the next couple weeks, you know. And they accept that. Well, let's say 3 weeks down the road, you actually workload opens up. I would circle back with them and say, hey, I know I couldn't help you earlier, but now I actually have a little bit of time. Do you still need the help? A lot of times they don't, actually, because if it's really urgent, they probably found someone else.
Sure.
And if they actually still do, which means it wasn't so urgent anyways,
yeah,
they appreciate the fact that you kind of came back to them. And then again, it builds that reputation of when you do say no, you mean it, and it's for the benefit of you and the company, and then you actually are conscientious about coming back to help when you do have the time. So that avoids that fear of, well, what if I say no, people think I'm not very open to helping other people.
And does it make a difference? I mean, I would think it might sometimes make a difference, like who's asking you to do the request, because that's been one thing that I've encountered where if it's, you know, the VP asks you to do something versus, yeah, you're maybe immediate supervisor, you know, inevitably maybe I'll find myself dropping what I'm doing for one person, and you know the higher up the person, the more likely I'm going to jump on that project. I mean, sometimes that
absolutely, that's actually as part of thinking about when to say no, who is the requester does matter. So, and how frequent they ask for help does matter, right? If it's a one-time thing and it's urgent, it is from the senior VP, you might just want to bite the bullet and work, you know, overnight just for that to sort of get a positive point.
Sure.
I think, though, and you kind of mentioned this, it's also about managing expectations. So if you say yes, make sure they realize you're saying yes kind of because of a special situation. Not so much to, you know, directly say, well, give me credit, I'm actually taking on extra work. But have a way to communicate that, you know, that this is something that you're happy to do because it's really critical. And I'll, you know, or again, you can also push back and say, well, you know, it sounds like this is really important. Could I push back this other thing that I have on my plate as a way to say yes, which is kind of another way to say no to something else. But it's about thinking more gray when people say, when ask you things. There's all kinds of ways. You push the timeline back, you accept this one, but push something else back. Or for, you know, one time's sake, you really do it. But somehow make it kind of clear that it's, you know, make sure you kind of really get the credit for it, I guess mm-hmm. I should say. It's not so much about, oh, look, I just went above and beyond. Nobody wants to be, like, rubbed in their face that you did something special. But on the other hand, you don't want to always be doing it and not get the credit, because then there is something amiss from doing all this extra work and not getting it, and eventually you will burn out even if they don't know it.
Yeah.
And so it does become this, it does take practice. I mean, at the end of the day, I can tell you all the different little details of what could be said, but in that situation, I think it comes back to two things. One, really equally weigh, you know, if I said yes, here's my benefits and what I can avoid. But if I said no, here's my benefits as well. And really weigh that. And along the lines of, does it affect my quality of work, stress level? Do I have a good reason for saying yes or no? Is there, you know, who is the requester, like you said? All those things come back to sort of that decision. And once you make that decision, sort of communicate. And the communication part is sometimes uncomfortable initially, because saying yes is less uncomfortable.
Right.
However, as you've learned, by saying yes, you put yourself in a situation where your reputation gets affected, and they really don't get the most out of you either. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't benefit them. So it's a little bit of that. How do you communicate to manage expectations as well as negotiate what's really critical to have you do that's additional?
Mm-hmm.
And that way it kind of gives this, it becomes more of a conversation that doesn't have like a positive or negative effect. Yes, being really positive and no, being really negative. But again, it's like, what's the best long-term, you know, solution, if especially in the case of yours, when somebody is away and an entire job lands on you, you kind of need to think long term, because this is not a 2-day extra work exercise. It's a permanent thing, which eventually either you'll burn out or they'll notice the work is not getting done, or something will happen that will break it.
Yeah, makes sense. I mean, this has been really extremely helpful. It's just, I think the thing that kind of resonates with me is the whole kind of reputation management standpoint of that, and about how damaging, you know, that's been in certain situations because of the saying yes. And I never really thought about how it's, I mean, that's just the thing that's been extremely helpful for me. Yeah, I mean, like you kind of alluded to, I've always been of the mindset that yes is good, no is bad. But inevitably I found myself, how would I describe it? I have found myself in that situation where people are very quick to kind of dump things on me and kind of circumvent their responsibility. And then it kind of ends up on me, and then I get overwhelmed
right.
because I am sort of easygoing and say yes to everything. So thank you. It's been very helpful.